Okay. I'm Eddie Dogramachi. I'm a small, tiny businessman.
Okay. Thank you.
Start again. Judge me not for what I'm promising to do for Hawkesbury, what liberals have done, how they decimated this beautiful Hawkesbury in the last 12 years when we had 4 treasurers and 4 premiers. Politicians do not lie because it's in their interest. They lie because it's in their nature. This is what I believe. And while I was in the United States many, many years ago, I learned so many things, and one of them, tell a lie once, all your truth will become questionable. The state government has been treating Hawkesbury like an accessory because of this blue ribbon syndrome. Doesn't matter what we do, we can still get away with it. That's what they've been doing. Doesn't matter what they do, tell lies, promise, never keep their words, fail. In my case, I'll be jumping from one subject to the other one. I will not be, hopefully, if elected, I will not be spending my time in Parliament, indulging myself in 5-course cordon bleu food, and fly around in business class, and pick up my $200,000 or plus or whatever. I've done that all long time ago. I don't have time for that sort of thing. I will be doing house calls. I'll be spending more time in here, visiting you people, every single one of you. That's number one. Number two, what you should be asking, why do people want to go to where? I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. Like I said many, many times, and I'll remind you all, poly is more than one in Greek, and ticks is the blood-sucking parasites. So that's why I don't want to be a politician. We had so many things promised, but nothing had been delivered. Number one was the dam. When they promised the dam wall was going to go up, and then Labour came in, and they pushed all those things aside. And when Liberals came back again, they did not do anything. Of course, now they don't have money. They're almost bankrupt. Now, the other thing is about this M9 corridor. As you know, that is coming from Cobbity underground for how many kilometers? 10 kilometers underground, and it ends up in Oakville, Moralia. And then people living around that area, they are going to cop it. I don't know. I asked a question to Barry Calvert from Labour. I said, why do they make this kind of decision? What's wrong with these people? I came to this conclusion. Put an ant, ordinary ant, just the one, put a fire ant, and put one of those, any other ants, in a jar, and feed them with whatever they eat. They won't do anything. They'll just carry on with doing their business. And when you shake it, they will start attacking each other. That's what Labour and Liberal are doing. That's what they are doing. They're very successfully divided the country. If you hate Labour, you have to vote the other side. And as a matter of fact, now it's so bad, Liberals, if they put Ivan Miller, he will get elected. And if they, Labour, they put Ian McDonald, if they put him or Eddie Obeid, he will get elected. Of course, they'll touch first. If it's warm, get in. And then serve your term, and then collect your couple of $100,000. The saying is, box your uncle. Now, we also have that flood evacuation route. What happened to it? Again, that's another blue ribbon syndrome. Doesn't matter what we do to Hawkesbury, they will still forgive us because they hate Labour. They have to vote for us. And this is, like I said, blue ribbon syndrome. Now, you are also aware that we keep receiving grants, and they are throwing money like that, like confetti. Is this coming out of your pocket? Of course not. Do you know that we run out of tax money? It's all now borrowed money. Currently, the country owes $1.4 trillion, that 12 zeros. They're not going to mention that. And as a state, we are in deep trouble as well. What's happening to fuel prices? to food, to groceries. Interest rates are going up. Liberals are finished, kaput. We have to do something. I don't know whether I could do it in my lifetime or not, but something has to be done. If it was a private company, if they were employed by me, you were gone long time ago. And now, unfortunately, we don't have a law. If there was a law in Hague, in Holland, that we could judge these people, liberals I'm talking about, they would all be in jail. And they keep doing, they keep destroying, and they are still coming out and smiling. All they do is that, you know, there you go, $100 million for the bypass 3 seconds before the election. Why didn't they do it last year, or the year before, or the year before? And all they do is just, you know, come in here, and a construction, some kind of a construction already started in the Pitt Town Road. And all they do is just, you know, something that, you know, I cannot compete with them, that sort of thing, Hollywood smile. Is this a fashion parade? Is this a beauty contest? So I really don't know. And as a matter of fact, when they are plowing the field or, you know, opening a bridge or whatever it is, they don't even know how to handle the shovel. They turn it upside down. So these are the people who are running Hawkesbury. Now, another beauty is when they promised, oh yes, that's another one. Recently, 4.8 million upgrade promised to North Richmond Terminal. Hands are up, oh, look how beautiful we are doing. Where the money is coming from? Coming from Belgium, coming from Dutch, coming from China, coming from England. We are paying $5 billion only on interest, and they are still smiling. Now, Thomas Jefferson once said, bitter enemies and best friends. Yes, that's what I am. And I have so much, but 8 minutes is not enough. Our beautiful liberal member calls herself local, who is not local, of course. And I've never seen her posing with those people along the riverbeds. I've never seen her posing with those a couple people, you know, sleeping on the grandstand at McQuaid Park, immediately across the council. I've never seen her visiting, you know, those unfortunate 79 kids under the care of Smith family. Never of that. But spending this borrowed money and the 15 billion they recently borrowed again, 15 billion, which is part of this 100 million to you, 20 million to you, 40 million to Oasis Center, which we as a council discussed, we cannot maintain. We don't have the money. We are almost bankrupt. And they are still coming in here, 100 million to you, 40 million to you, giving this money. Is it not called bribe? Are they going to buy us with money? Is this how we are going to vote? What I'm going to do is 10 times more than what I am doing in council. I will harass them. I will do whatever is possible just to give you a fair go. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.